Hey, it's a Thursday. This is WSGW at 7:42. You and the morning team show all together. The team is formed with Charlie and Denise and Pat. 100.5, 790. The Siri with Alexa with WSGW.com. And Thursday mornings after the 7:30 news, we'd like to talk about the Saginaw Spirit hockey team, which we will do for you in a little different fashion this morning, as we have not hooked up at this moment with Voice of Spirit Hockey, Dylan Clark, and the Spirit playing up at the Sioux last night. And so that's a drive, obviously, and Spirit getting in late last night, early this morning, and so we could have some connection problems, but that's okay. That's okay. And the Spirit falling to the Sioux last night, as you're hearing Pat report in the sports, a 6-3 score, close game for a while. The Spirit trying to fight back from a 4-1 deficit. Got as close as 4-3, but then the Sioux pulling away with a couple of goals in the third period. Spirit right now on a 5-game losing streak. Longest losing streak of the season. It's been a very successful season up to this point. It still is. Teams run into it. And all teams have to fight through it. You run into that little stretch where as much as you try and fight and do your best, sometimes it's the other team that comes out on top. So the Spirit fighting through that. And hopefully we'll snap the streak as early as Saturday, the next Spirit game, which will be at Flint. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. One of the things we're going to be talking with Dylan about, but I can certainly mention it here too, is in the past week, one of the fun things for the Saginaw Spirit was the announcement from the NHL Central Scouting releasing its midterm rankings, and five Spirit skaters are eligible for the 2023 NHL Draft. How often we talk about, for the OHL moniker of being here today, NHL tomorrow. And Spirit fans over the years know that a lot of skaters that have been on the ice wearing the Spirit jersey are now skating on the NHL ice wearing the sweaters for an NHL team. And so the five Spirit players that were mentioned, and again, this is the NHL Central Scouting, Luke McNamara, Nick Sima, Joey Willis, Caleb Mangone, and P.J. Forgione, all finding themselves among the nearly 230 players ranked by NHL Central Scouting. The Spirit, by the way, along with the Ottawa 67s, the only two OHL teams to have at least five players ranked on this midterm report. The Spirit are very talented, still a very young roster in a lot of ways, and that talent is being recognized in a lot of different ways as this season has gone along. So that was a fun update to receive. For not just the Saginaw Spirit players themselves, obviously, and their families, but the Spirit organization and Spirit fans as well, to know that you can enjoy some of the celebratory aspects of perhaps wondering who the next player is that you're seeing on the ice at the Dow Event Center that you might see on the ice in your NHL arena near you. So the Spirit, again, riding that 5-game winning streak, and the next game scheduled. In fact, the only game scheduled over the next week is going to be on Saturday, and it's going to be at Flint. The next game in the I-75 Divide rivalry, 7 o'clock will be face-off time. We certainly encourage Spirit fans to travel to Flint to enjoy the action, as when Flint plays here at Saginaw, the Firebird fans travel well. We know Saginaw Spirit fans will travel well, too. But that's the only game on the schedule between now and next weekend. The Spirit will enjoy a rare 6-day break. And I say rare because it doesn't happen. I mean, the only other time this happened was just a couple of weeks ago during the Christmas break. But once this week takes place and the Spirit get to next weekend, you only have less than 30 games left in the OHL season. And that's going to be between February and March that all those games are going to be squeezed in. So there's going to be a lot of back-to-back games and a couple of those three games and three night games coming up. So it's going to be a great run down the home stretch. And of course, you'll enjoy all the action of Spirit Hockey on 100.5 News Radio WSGW and online at WSGW.com with Dylan Clark leading the way along with Dennis DeRosier. By the way, the next home games for the Spirit will be next weekend, January 28th and 29th. And the January 28th game, which we'll talk more about next week, is the annual Shocks and Saves games. That's where you have the specialty game with all the medical personnel engaged in a game that takes place at 4 o'clock before the Spirit will take the ice in the game that night against Sarnia. So you'll hear more about it. But if you want to go online to SaginawSpirit.com for your early tickets and information, please do so, especially if you plan to attend the Shocks and Saves game before the Spirit next Saturday. You want to get your tickets at SaginawSpirit.com or visit the Saginaw Spirit store on State Street. So that's what's happening with Saginaw Spirit Hockey. We'll probably be hooked up with Dylan Clark again next week. We understand that sometimes the connections we try to make, especially after a late game on the road coming back from the Sioux, sometimes a little difficult.